Grand Bakes presents Believe It or Not. Again, Post 40% Grand Bakes bring you Bob Ripley, amazing Believe It or Not, with B.A. Ralph and his orchestra and lovely Linda Lee. Yes, sir, life is swell when you keep well. And say, what a really swell cereal Post Grand Flakes are. So crunchy, and what a wonderful nut-like flavor. And then, those extra benefits. The benefits of bran so many of you may need to help you keep fit naturally. So, why don't you join the millions who enjoy Post Grand Flakes every day for their delicious flavor, for their extra benefits. Yes, life is swell when you keep well. And here is that superb, scintillating sage of salient, scientific, scrupulously scrutinized, scorching screams. Believe It or Not, Bob Ripley.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome to the program tonight.
Well, Bob, I've been dreaming all week, hoping the answer to last week's problem would come to me. But I'm afraid you'll have to tell me in what country it's against the law to dream.
Why, Linda, the country where it's against the law to dream is Yemen, in Arabia. You see, the Imam of Yemen does not permit his subjects to leave their country. They're not even allowed to dream about leaving their country.
Well, gee, Bob, how can the king tell when anybody's been dreaming?
You see, the Yemenites always consult dream interpreters after dreaming, and these fortune tellers keep the ruler posted. So, anyone who admits he has had a dream is thrown into jail, believe it or not. Tonight, I have for you several amazing believe it or not. Usually, everyone thinks of a funeral as the saddest and most solemn of all occasions. But there is one man alive today who looks back at his own funeral as the most joyous event of his life.
Well, Bob, I'll bet Fort Bond is sorry he's on vacation. He's not here to hear about that. Well, how can a man look back on his funeral and consider it a joyous occasion?
Well, then, he's standing beside me right now. He is 74 years old. He has come here from Kingston, Tennessee, and I now present Felix Busch Brazil, known as Uncle Busch. Uncle Busch, will you tell us about this funeral of yours?
Well, it's Sunday, June 9th.
Well, Uncle Busch, where were you during your funeral?
Sitting by my coffin. And the preacher preached the funeral.
Oh. Well, what kind of a coffin did you have, Uncle Busch?
Well, I had a walnut coffin made with my own hand.
Little bit of dough, yes.
Rolled in 20 feet in the house for a sleep.
See? Now, tell me.
Yes?
Tell me, Uncle Busch, how did you get the idea of having your funeral before you died?
Well, I'll tell you. Here's so many funeral priests have a man dead. He's a good fellow that he did. Here's so many tales told that weren't show that I just wanted to hear mine before I died, so if he made any mistake, I could get right up and correct him.
Well, Uncle Bush. Uncle Bush, now, how about your own funeral? Did you have to get up out of that coffin to correct the picture?
No, sir. He went straight and true.
Tell the truth about it.
Well,
tell me, how many people were at your funeral?
Well, it made it about 8,000.
Suppose everybody was there, all your friends?
All my friends except one.
Except one? How's that?
Well, my old mule down there, my best friend, and it weren't there.
Your old mule wasn't there? What happened?
My old mule was...
didn't get there then, did he, Uncle Bud?
No, he didn't.
How was that?
That's a pretty smart old mule, isn't it?
Well, it's got more sense than a majority of people have.
Say, I also understand that you're a half hour late to your own funeral. Is that true?
Yes, half hour late. They blockaded the road to people, wanted me to sign autographs. Well, I was half hour late getting to the top of the hill for funerals to be held.
But you had to stop and sign autographs.
Yes.
That sounds like Hollywood. But tell me, Uncle Bert, just what did you like best about your own funeral?
Well, sir, the best I liked about it, they didn't bury me after the funeral was over.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Uncle Bert. And I'm sure everybody joins in wishing me many, many happy years to come. Ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard from a man who went to his own funeral, listened to the preacher deliver the eulogy, heard the burial service pronounced over him, yet he lived to come here and tell us all about it. Believe it or not.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. WEAF, New York.